Child, I'm here. It's been a little while. It's been damn near 2 weeks, but I am here. Shoot, I ain't gonna lie. What was the last time? I think it was like November 23rd. So, you know, that was the start of Sag season. That was my season. And I don't know what happened. I must have just got starstruck. Something just must have come over me because I went into like full vacation mode. I just unplugged and just started getting ready for Thanksgiving. I think that's the last thing I was on here talking to you about. Brittany and my damn turkey child, which came out delicious, you know. And then there was turkey coma because turkey coma was real. That went on for about a day and a half, you know. And then, you know, the Black Friday weekend came, which was pretty much just decent and nice. And then now it is my birthday week. So it was kind of like, you know, it's just, everything just happened so fast. It was all a blur. But, you know, I've detoxed and things, you know, and I'm here. I am here. Oh, by the way, y'all, it is December 2nd. And we here on Chapel's Corner are going to take a minute to wish Britney Spears a happy damn birthday. I'm really, really happy. I think we all is happy. Y'all know I'm happy about her being free. But I think this year, this Thanksgiving was a little bit special. A little bit, bitch, a hell of a lot special. And I think the birthday and the holidays coming is going to be just, I guess you could say a total dream come true for her. I think she still feel like she in a dream. But we here on Chapel's Corner would like to say happy birthday, bitch. Shit. Now, things I want to come on here and talk about. Child, I really don't know, but what made me, I'm not gonna lie, what made me decide to say, let me just come on here and say something light, is I saw for the second time on my timeline in the past, I think, week, that the Travis Scott Astroworld victim, first it was 9-year-old Ezra Blount, or Blunt, and now there's another family that have turned down the money, the burial expenses and the funeral costs, which I applauded. Oh, boy, did I applaud that. First of all, I did come back and do a Travis Revisited episode, but I think the sound quality was so bad that I just eventually took it off. I don't even know if you all understood. But I was talking back again about the dark nature of the industry. Travis just being a walking soulless demon. I was very clear that just because people are walking and living amongst us don't mean that they have a soul. When I first talked about Travis and Astroworld and that whole situation, I talked about there's lightness and there's darkness in this world. There's people that are in the occult. Satanism is real. I mean, people be acting like they can't even Google about their leaders, their books, their churches, what they believe in. You know, there's people out here that are really dark, you know. And a lot of times when people go missing in this world, it's not they just went missing just because they got kidnapped. Because really, eventually, some of the ocean should wash you up, you know. We all know that people are supposed to go, hell, they found Brian Laundrie's. And he wasn't, but you know, missing for so long. But by the fine time they found him, they still found the nigga. Like, they still found his remains. And remains don't be found because, like we said, going back to things like Squid Game, human trafficking, satanic people in the cult on top, humans being a major prey in this world, more than anybody would know, especially by other humans. And yeah, there's humans out here I'm telling you, it is what it is. Going back to Travis, with what was clearly blatant mass sacrifice. I mean, it didn't get more in your face than that. You know, it just came that people seen it. People saw for what it was. I'm happy with this situation. People saw for what it was. Because when they said the Gucci man was cloned, nobody believed that shit. You ain't got to. It's just thank God something. You know, to be honest with you, if that shit would happen and it was that blatant and people didn't see it, I'd been very surprised and very scared for humanity. Because are we that blinded now by the dark ruler of this world? Because the Bible is very clear that the Messiah kingdom is not here yet. That is a satanic reign. And until that system is squashed, when he comes to squash it, it's basically all reign. And they're running out of time, so they're turning it up. Now, these families refusing this could be a lot of things. Obviously, me personally, I wouldn't want the man's money. I'm a spiritual person, but I'm also a person of pride. Like, we will bury our own dead. But me specifically knowing what went going on and believing that I would have believed that this is what happened, because that's what I believed happened. That's what a lot of people know is what happened. It's very dark, satanic. It was a ritual sacrifice. I damn sure wouldn't take the money because that's blood money. That's what I was talking about in that episode that didn't come out too quick to clear the quality. I was talking to you all about blood money. I said any money that anybody receives for any reason, especially connected to a death, for burial, you know, I'm talking about especially for somebody like Travis, that's blood money, you know. And Squid Game, those of you who saw the Squid Game, what they did after they killed everybody and then they put the dead body in a coffin that had a bow on it. It had a bow on it. So before this casket is either going to get lowered to the ground, which they didn't, after they put you in the gift, they slid it, made it look like it was going through an incinerator to be burned. But really, it goes through into the other side, straight through the incinerator. Another door opens where they go to the other side where they harvest the person. And then I guess they take them and put them back in a gift box, a coffin that's shaped like a gift because it's going back into the earth. It's a satanic. This is another soul. This is another soul for the dark one. This is another blood sacrifice. A lot of these, you know, the blood sacrifice they do, what's so sad about it is they're going to have to keep on doing it. They have to keep paying the piper in order to keep on being who they are here in this world. Supposedly, ever since that happened, Travis Scott sales went up and streams went up. I believe it. Whether it was the industry just pushed the numbers for him, or I believe whether people just dumb enough to go keep listening to that shit. I seen some video. Who showed it to me? My significant other showed it to me. It was a video where I think it was DaBaby. If it wasn't DaBaby, it was Travis. But I want to say it was DaBaby. I'm gonna look for this video because I remember I do have the link to it. And at a concert that happened a long time ago, but at the concert, he's screaming at the fans talking about he going to hell, and if he's going to hell, everybody's going with him. Which he said it a few times in the concert goers, and some of them in the front was like, boo, like, what you talking about? He's like, what you mean? You think you not going with me? He said, y'all done heard the song 1,000 times. Y'all done played it 1,000 times. Y'all done heard it 1,000 times because people still don't know that music is one of those things that has the power and the only thing that's able to work both sides of your brain at the same time. It works both sides of your brain at the same time, which means both sides act at the same time. When you're getting more in subconsciously and more is happening to your brain during a simple song than anything else. That's why I don't like listening to Keisha Cole. That's why I don't like listening to certain songs, because they're going to put you in that damn depressive spirit. I should have changed, bitch. You sit your depressed ass on. I can't listen to Mary and them no more. Sometimes, come on, people. Y'all know sometimes when y'all want a certain spirit, when y'all feeling in a certain type of mood, y'all running, y'all gravitate to certain type of people. Let's just be honest. Okay, all right, you feeling kind of sexy tonight, you want to do something, you're gonna grab it to a Cardi, you're gonna be talking about some wet ass, you know what, wet ass poochie. You know, you got these guys that like lean, everybody got their type, and Travis seems to attract these people that like to rage and do this and do that. Now I have a friend of mine, I just want to talk to you all about what's going on in the world today that so much influence on these kids working at an arena that just opened recently. So they are literally at the arena, it's games. They also have concert at the arena. Anything can happen. It's just a big arena. So the town's getting a lot of money. They need a lot of workers. They started working there. I was told that the other day there was a concert for a guy named, I had to look him up, but I couldn't believe what they told me they seen these kids doing. Here's this guy. His name is Harry Styles. Can we talk about Harry Styles for a minute, please? Harry Styles. Well, I said, who that? You know, sometimes y'all talking to me, if they're not on my radar, I heard the name, but I'm give me an image. Why am I people telling me that these kids are 13 years old, 12 years old, some of them coming on their own, their parents are just dropping them off and leaving. But some of them, by the time the parents came back, because of the way they dropped the kids off, they couldn't come in that way. They couldn't even find their kids. And they're sitting there yelling at the attendants in the lot and other people talking about something. They looking for their 13-year-old child. Now, I was sitting there listening. I said, I would never just drop my child off. 13 years old. I don't care if there was a group of friends at no arena. And just be like, and I just trust that you all will be here when I get the fuck back in today's times. But we're not going to talk about that. I said 13-year-old kids getting dropped off by themselves. He said, that's what I said. But here's what's really what I want to talk to you about. The kids going to Harry Styles Boys with literally, it's freezing here in New York. It's cold. These nights is getting frigid, like 30 degrees. So when the concert's happening, it's happening at night. They coming out in their little booty short. They coming out in G-string. These 13 and 14-year-old boy, Harry Styles got them coming out here with bow constrictor wrap around their neck. They don't even want a jacket. They got belly shirts on. A majority of these young boys running to see Harry Styles. So I said, wait a minute. Let me Google this guy. I'm looking at images, right? And surely, he looks like one of these, what they would call trade. That's what they would call trade in the LGBT community, because he still looks masculine. But then if you get closer looks at Harry, And I'm not judging nobody. If this is how you want to go, you know, gender bending or whatever. If I'm saying the wrong term, please excuse me. Do not cancel me. I just am claiming, I don't know. This is him with his nail polish. He wears pearl necklaces sometimes. Oh, tutus. That's the other thing. He wears ballet stuff. So the boys with 12 and 13, child, 16, 18, also coming in tutu and stocking, running to go see Harry Styles. That's the way. Y'all are getting these kids getting a cultish with the people they're listening to. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how much of this is what you really want to do, children, and how much of this is, and then the parents. Today, listen, I don't care if my child won't be gay or whatever you want to do, child, son, daughter, is your business. I'm taking to a concert, it's freezing cold outside, your ass cheeks is out, and you got a tutu on and a boa constrictor. Listen, let me tell you right now, you won't fix your ass. Something. You gonna put on some leggings or something under that tutu? Where are you going and why? Well, Harry Styles. So, my people, being somebody that we don't judge, but at the same time, you can't help but notice, like, we're not that far or that much older than these younger generations. So, this drastic leap, these kids is like, they're naughty, bro. They didn't even pass go. They didn't even collect 200. Just speeding. Everybody's just speeding. So when I look at Harry Styles and then I think about Lil Nas, I think about all this stuff here. I think about they telling the kids that Big Bird is a muppet. A puppet cannot get no damn shot. He got the same shot we got. So basically, he's supposed to be cloth and tissue, yeah, or whatever, feather too. So they stuck cloth. They vaccinated a cloth. Right. Same way he's a big ass bird that can't fly, but yeah. Well, I'll go with it. But at the end of the day, we gotta stop this, you know. So going back to the victims not wanting. Yeah, I would totally don't do that, because that feels a sacrifice for him as well. You know, tries to make it, his conscience will never be eased, okay? He don't have a soul to cry. If he wanted to cry, that crying they claim he was doing, they can't cry. They ain't got no damn soul. You know, they could cry if they wanted to. At this point, everything they're doing is to keep themselves, to keep their Dark Lord happy, so they could stay alive just a few more years longer, because they all got to check out. And no matter what, unless they turn around, repent, and pray one true God before they fall out, and the devil collect that soul, it's over, Travis. It's over. What's sad about it is what happened to these damn kids. But you see 9-year-old Ezra, then you see 13-year-old. Now, Harry Styles, I can't tell you that he's going to have a situation as far as what happened with Travis. All I'm simply saying is the influence. It's super crazy, you know. We had influence in my days, and our artists, we had influence, but I don't know. I think the influence was more or less smoking marijuana, or maybe then sipping some gin and juice or something of that nature, you know. Hell, even at my day, when rap started, it was fun. I mean, when I was younger, like in the late 80s, growing up, it was fun. And then in the 90s, it got a little scary with NWA. Fuck the police. That still was supposed to be somewhat political. And then you had, what do you call it? Flavor Flav's group in them. I think Public Enemy, who was more rapping, but they was more political as well. So they were saying things like fight the power, and then now change. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, now you're just looking at stuff. You just like, I'm looking at, you know, even they said these rappers, it wasn't that long ago. It just was not that long ago. And there's a serious attack here on these children. I talked about that J. Cole cover where he had that crown on, and he had the little cloak, royal cloak, and then he had the children inside, and all the children was babies. They was all like, one of them was missing teeth. Like, they just lost their tooth. So what's that? 7, 8 years old, 6, 7, 8. You know? These kids have like bobos in their hair. The girl was sniffing coke. One little boy had lean. Another boy was smoking marijuana. And the girl had pill in her tongue. And then eventually you see the soul, the kids deteriorate, and he turning into skull and bone, and eventually into soul and spirit that he get, they sucking inside. You know, I don't get any more clear than that. So, yeah, we don't want your money, Travis. That is suck a cock-a-doodle. I wouldn't even be impressed with that. Y'all need to stop being so happy when everyone can. I don't even care if they heard about this shit. They just want to help somebody. From what I've seen, the community and strangers and the churches and people out the kindness of their heart, I think everybody around the world would have just been willing to just, even if they went on GoFundMe for $5, $10 from a bunch of people, we'll get it done, Travis. We don't need you. Talking about $7,500. We don't want it. We don't want it. Leave these families alone. They said the father, 9-year-old boy, said he don't want him nowhere around. We don't want you to know. He probably don't even want to hear Travis' name. You know what's sickening about Travis Scott, too? It's people that came out. I'm sure y'all heard by now. People that came out from previous concerts, like that one teenager that ended up being paralyzed because he was up there on top of the thing, and Travis told the boy to jump and said that they would catch him, and the boy went and trusted him. Maybe he was even inebriated, and the boy jumped to become paralyzed. You know what I mean? And when he fell, and then when they was trying to pick him up and take the boy out, they weren't even holding him properly. They was just dragging him. Security was just taking him like he was a nuisance now. They wasn't more concerned about his safety. So they were just trying to get the hell out of there for having the nerve to cause a damn commotion. And when he heard about it, he was just like, come on. And other people who probably had issues and stuff like that in the past, is just not safe. You got these little things. This is only what I know of from somebody who attended and worked at a place that hosts concerts, telling me what this is the first concert they actually had with children, first concert period there, and it was Harry Styles and the kids was coming. Other people come to it, mostly children. So I'm gonna be mom and ask them if there's other concerts where kids is gravitating more to these people more. I want to see this. I cannot believe. I understand you like somebody's song, and I can understand that you appreciate their way of expression. I'm trying to figure out where is it that in the songs, these music, that you manage to somehow they all manage to share brain. To the point that comes a cult-like following, to the point y'all out here in a little tutu in freezing cold, frigid-ass weather, and boa constrictors. They're going to see Harry. Damn, bitch. People went to see Prince in the 80s, boy, and everybody, even heterosexual men, did not have to go. I'm sure if they was Princed out. Even now today, if there's a Purple Rain, anything, you're gonna have the print, you know, Prince people coming out, the cult people, the kind of like legendary people that's never gonna let it die. But boy, they was going to the concert and they was just, I will die for you. Niggas was just, when doves cry, they was just happy to be there. Everybody didn't have to shave half their head like Prince and get nipple piercings. Everybody listening to Prince did not have nipple piercings. Everybody listening to Prince was not wearing, every male listening to Prince did not come out with to work wearing eye motherfucking liner, bitch. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get to what the fuck happened that now when I'm listening to it, I just become this thing. Like when Beyonce came out, hey, I love my people. I'm a black woman too. But damn it, when Beyonce came out, I never in my life seen more blonde hair, black women running around here. I said, Lord have mercy. Oh. I said, I'm not listening to too much Beyonce. For a bitch go running for a fucking gallon of peroxide. Heavenly Father, what is happening here? That's a cult too. No, Beyonce don't got no cult. Dumb be it. What's wrong with dumb that every time they hear her fucking music and that bitch is in trouble, they bitches transform and get into like trance and shit. I like a bitch too, but I ain't gonna be running out here every time a bitch got a problem. Y'all was over there all under Damon Dash baby mother post that time talking about bitches, you the Becky with the long hair. Good hair. Is you Becky with the, I was like, if y'all don't sit y'all fucking hive buzzing asses down, nigga need to call pesticides on this motherfuckers. I'm calling the exterminator on y'all asses. That's all they need to do, call the exterminator. Fuck a beehive. God damn, y'all need help. That's cult shit. And they become bullies. Same thing with the other ones. Cardi got hers, they're not that bad. Nikki, my other Sagittarius, she another one, but I think the B cult is different. I don't watch this. I don't want to pay attention to what your children are listening to. They used to try to pay attention to what we was listening to. You know, they got an influence because these girls, everybody, these young girls are way older than me, bro. It have nothing to do with the development of their body. They just, I'm like, how old are you? Let me tell you something, baby. I have no disrespect to nobody. I'm a grown woman. I just turned 37. I went to Lickstore to go get my little things, my little get-to-get just to do, you know. Don't you know, the lady at the store, I wasn't even wearing no mask. The lady at the store looked at me. And she looked at and she's seen me before. I guess she don't pay attention to everybody, but I've been there before. I'm not there all the time, but I've talked to her. She done complimented my jackets. You know, she has a style. I have a style. I'd have thought she knew a bitch. Maybe today I just looked a little bit different. I don't know. I walked in there and she out there looked at me because I grabbed her. She just said, can I see your ID? I looked at her. I didn't even get offended because on my birthday, I can't even pass for 21. And I saw that shit up under there. And she looked, not only she was like, oh, I'm embarrassed. And she was like, and she had nothing different too much about me. I I didn't do my birthday glow up yet. It was early. I was running my errands. And she's just like, oh, I didn't know. I'm like, no, maybe you was doing a little racial profiling too. That could have been it. She looks like a young girl who's buying all this alcohol. And I'm just confidently pushing it under the table. And of course, I just have my thing to pay. I also didn't have my ID out. Why? Because I'm under depression. Every time I go in there, you knew me already. And she wanna come. Then she noticed that it was my birthday. I think she felt a little embarrassed. And then she double looked like, oh, yes. So I went home and I told everybody, they still IDing a bitch. And some of you little motherfucking girls out here looking. And that's okay, I guess. You know, but something's going on. You know, is it the music, child? Like, what the hell is it? Are we all, is it super sexual? I'm telling you. Go back to Travis, back to this thing. Family's not taking the money. Don't blood money. Hell, I think insurance money is blood money. But you got to take care of the family. But again, somebody had to pass away. You saw a raisin in the sun. You saw how crazy Walter Lee got. Mama, mama, don't my wife deserve to have some pearls around her neck? And which man say which man wife can and can't have pearls, mama? I will pop up that pearl. Walter Lee for $10,000 coming because his father passed away, child. You, for $10,000, the whole family has lost their damn mind. Then he went and got with that damn nigga and fucked up half the money. If it wasn't for mama, they would have stuck in the hood all forever. And all daddy hard work and blood money would have went to that slimy snake that swindled Walter Lee. That's still blood money. When the police kill somebody and they say, oh, here's your, you know, you didn't win in court. The police officer is alive and well, not in jail, still has his job and climbing in the ranks of law enforcement. But you know what we got for you? Sorry, we're not going to turn you away empty-handed. Show them what's behind door number. A civil lawsuit for something, something, $1 million. That is blood money, okay? I ain't never seen nobody say fuck a lawsuit because that ain't never going to bring my child back, you see? The same problem that I had with the Michael Jackson thing. When they settled out in 93, everybody kept saying, well, if he, why would you settle if you're not guilty? But I said, what kind of person says, for all this money in the world, if you just pay me, we'll drop this whole court case and you could go walk free? I thought the real parent says, fuck your money. We want this motherfucking scum in jail. We want his entire franchise disabled and burnt down because he touched children. And I don't want this to happen to anybody else's child. Damn, you're $30 million with him. It was always about the money. Blood money. So in that situation, they said, yes, little boy, if it was true, which I don't believe it, but in that situation, you technically said, hey, son, I know he touched you and you're still having problems to this day adjusting in life, but we're not going to let him go to jail because he just let us this money. So we have enough money for your therapy for the rest of your life. Look the other way. Come on, son, let's go to McDonald's. Like, what? I don't understand. Money. Blood money. So Travis thinking he could smooth things over with some money. Nah, and we don't want the money. There's some things money cannot fix, bro. These sick people on top of us, they say, yes, yes, you can offer it. It's nice to offer it, but when you know what's really going down, take that shit. Now you really done took money from the devil to bury your dead. The devil himself done came out these, took up the stole cane and put it down, and you know, we don't even want you there. We don't even want to read your name out at the shit talk. We don't even want to talk about how it happened no more. Demonic Satan. People should not be dead and people should not be hurt while you're over there cheering, carrying on stage like you don't hear shit. Ain't even way in fucking hell you ain't hear no goddamn thing. Y'all still want to believe that shit. That whole family you run away is Satan. I was watching Pete Davidson just today. Praying for Pete while I was watching him too. I said, damn it, Pete, what's going on to my little Staten Island boy? Staten Island boy. Caught up with Kim. Now, I've decided that I've been said this is for ploy and plot. She is season host for SNL right now. Pete is on SNL. I don't know what the ratings are doing because of Kim, because it was good. I mean, I saw a snippet of the first night, but then it was getting kind of, you know, she's at some point she did put in, I think later on she was talking about and distastefully the O.J. Simpson, Nicole Brown, and whatever thing, and I think that had got the sister upset. So I don't know what the real ratings are. I don't know what the real ratings are compared to what they're telling us. It could be that they just putting them two together just to make people watch. They make people watch. Because I'm like, Pete, run. Don't do it. Don't you know they said the whole movie Get Out was supposed to be about the Kardashians? And I'm like, oh, it's interesting now she's switching colors. Not to say that she don't like other colors. Pete, no. I mean, Pete, I heard you say, I know, I know you want to climb. We know you're funny, you know. Pete said it himself on his show. He's very limited on SNL. It's not that much. Let him do, say whatever. I get it. But Pete, don't be like Adam in the garden. You know, when she comes to you with that forbidden fruit, Pete, okay? choose the other side, walk away and say, no, Pete, do not. And I repeat, do not. Not that one, Pete. Not that one. Shit, if Pete needs somebody, I'll hook Pete up, but bro, it's not her. I don't give a fuck how much hickey. Do not listen to her sweet talking mouth and her satanic serpent tongue, Pete. Okay? Her feet goes down to the gates of hell. Her vagina leads to a soulless pit, Pete. I'm trying to warn him. Somebody tag Pete Davidson so he can hear this. I'll tag Pete my damn self. I don't want to see you go out like that. I love all my comedians, you know. SNL's not what it used to be, but I'm still rooting for Pete. And I still root for NBC. I still root for Peacock, even though sometimes they be acting the fuck up. And I'm not going to let my boy go out like that. And that's it, though. I think that's all I want to say. Now, there was something else. There was something else, but I can't remember. I try to take screenshots of things. Oh, Jussie fucking Smollett, bitch. Oh, my God. Oh, child, how could I forget this? Actually, the day I seen it, I almost choked on whatever the hell I was drinking. And I started to run on here immediately. And I just had all kind of PTSD flashbacks from 2019. Oh, gosh, how he ruined Black History Month that year. And how Black History Month has never been the same. Jussie Smollett and the Chicago trial is finally beginning for the alleged hoax attack. Child, I don't know. And you know he came with every damn family member he ever had in this motherfucking world. I mean, sometimes you just be looking at the Smollett's, you can't even tell them apart. I mean, obviously, he's the one with not the sisters. He certainly doesn't have long hair, but here he come with his family. Because everybody just be running, nigga, we don't give a fuck. Y'all swear, this shit the family be doing, surrounding the fuck out of Jussie. Like, we're going to touch him. Nobody going to touch Jussie because Jussie ain't worth touching, bro. Ain't nobody touch Jussie that night. Don't nobody. All we want to do is tell a snake-ass nigga that he ain't shit and we don't fuck with him no more. For as I'm concerned, Jussie Smollett is the white devil. He is no longer black. I don't take him as black anymore. Now, when you did that to us as a people, you fucked up all Black History Month. Had people all upset and fake nooses and shit. And when I think about that damn video from the body cam of the police officer, when his friend or boyfriend or lover, somebody called the police. And you could tell Jussie didn't really want the police called, but what could he do? The police came and he showed that motherfucking string. It was string, y'all. It was not a noose. It was a string. The thing was beautifully folded on the counter. It wasn't like if it was on me and I took it. And who holds on to this shit? I'm going to hold on to the noose, the dirty noose that it wasn't even dirty, child. It looked like fresh shoelace. Okay, it wasn't shoelace, but it looked fresh, like fresh white shoelace, folded up. He gonna sit there and try to open it up and show the officers how they managed to wrap the shit around the neck. The shit around his neck just looked, he looked like a little kitty playing with yarn and got yarn on him around the neck. That's what they try to kill you with, nigga. And they try to do it with a nice sanitary ass little rope like that. They had the respect to say, if we're going to choke somebody tonight, let's make it clean and sanitary because COVID's going to be coming in 20 years. And really? No, nigga, I don't have no time for Jussie. You know, when I knew shit was real when the police department was about to rough that nigga up on me. I never been on police side as much as I was with Chicago Police Department. And when they sent Jussie that letter that said, fuck you, pay us, I knew they was real. I ain't never see police officers go after fucking, especially an entertainment person that serious. They want all their money back. If he doesn't go to jail, he better pay them back that fucking money. You got people going over here looking left and looking right. Osa and Daryl brothers was the little snitch babies. I called them the snitch babies because they're the ones that everybody love. You know, the ones that's not afraid to go snitch on everybody else. So when you're watching the kids and as soon as you hear something crash and you run in the room, what happened? Who did that? Who broke that? The little snitch baby coming out. Hey, what's up? The snitch babies came out and told. And when the snitch babies came out and told, we couldn't even get mad at them for being part of it. Because now we saw Jussie for what the hell he was, talking about the people that did it to him was white, and it couldn't have been the Olsen Darryl brothers because them brothers is dark as night. Something you can never be because you're a white devil snake. Fraud ass wannabe black person. He can't be black no more. You cannot be black no more because you attack black culture. And I've been said that we, the black people, denounce Jussie, and we would like to trade with the whites. I would like to trade Jussie for Smollett for Machine Gun Kelly. I've been said that. Jussie Smollett for MGK. Why? Because MGK got a biracial daughter. As far as I'm concerned, he fits the bill. Jussie's biracial. MGK has a biracial daughter. Even switch. Come on. Whites. Hand him over. take y'all bum ass Jesse because he seems to be part of y'all agenda. Oh, and to update them even more, a hilarious thing at the time, Kamala Harris. We cannot forget y'all first lady, Vice President Kamala Harris, who was running around trying to save his ass at the time, which later on they found out that they're low-key related. Some say it's a distant aunt on the father's side of Jesse's mother, which some people say the names don't match, so they can't tell how that's possible. But it's supposed to be rumored that Jesse and Kamala is related, so Kamala did have some help. And we all know that, what's her name? Michelle Obama. And somebody named Chen, that she was in the White House with Michelle, who happened to be on top in some kind of Chicago politics, helped. And another black lady who eventually, I think they got rid of her later. Okay, a lot of people helped that. A lot of black motherfucking minority people helped that little bitch. I'll tell you that much, to try to make him look like what the fuck he wasn't. And then he got a slap on the wrist and some kind of bullshit community service at an LGBT, something through Jesse Jackson, another friend of the family, or, you know, because they're all political. His family is very political. His mother and father were activists, very political. That's how they met. Okay, so they have connections. So they found Jesse Jackson. Everything that boy been doing since that time, he haven't had no grief except for just having to lay low and lose his job on Empire, and that's it. Fuck him. Damn it. Y'all go all surround him. Nobody care about y'all dumbass brother. Nobody give a damn about him. Then one day on his post, I remember when he started posting again, he had nerdy talking about Juneteenth. You don't get to talk about Juneteenth, bro. You don't get to talk about June. You cannot do that anymore. You just cannot talk about, I do not want to see you talk about black issue. Okay? And you've been on hold and you've been on pause since because you still don't know how to fucking get back with us. Because you ain't talking right. Fuck you, Jesse. And good night. No, not y'all. Good night. Good night to him. Well, I think I'm going to get off too. I'm hungry. And I made some food. And I still have some more birthday cake I want to put away into my belly. So on that note, Chaps Cont, I love you. And I'll see you all next time here. It won't be 2 weeks, though. All right, bye.